Hi everyone, welcome to my presentation. I'm Marcelo Amaral from IBM Tokyo, and today I'm going to present the scalability test of Kubevirt to create 500 VMIs on a single node. I will make a short introduction and describe the goals, the background, the experiments, and then conclude with some final remarks. Okay, so what's the motivation of this work? Because there is a trend of using more powerful nodes for Kubernetes, and powerful nodes means here nodes that has more CPU and memory. And additional to that, there is also the advent of composable system that has layers with a lot of, you know, compute power and storage that can be disaggregated and, you know, flexibly allocated to workloads. And because of that, there is this requirement to increase the number of pods and VMIs and VMs to be running those nodes, and in order to fully utilize this amount of resource that will be available on the node. However, creating a large number of pods per node imposes some performance challenge to the control plane. Will be both for Kubernetes control plane and then for Kubevirt's control plane. Okay, some previous work has shown that properly configuring the Kubernetes control plane, it's possible to do in order to run 500 pods per node in an efficient way. Okay, so the question here is, if it's possible to create 500 pods per node, is it also possible to create 500 VMs per node? Is it true? So what's the impact in the VM creation latency? And what's the impact in the Kubernetes control plane when creating 500 VMs in only one node? And what's the impact of the Kubevirt control plane? And it's needed to be configured to be able to create 500 VMIs? And all of those questions I'm going to go through these presentations. So the goal here of this presentation is to measure the Kubevirt control plane performance and also to show how Kubevirt can handle a large number of requests, which means create 500 VMs per node. So in order to do that, I define a burst density test that creates a batch of VMs on a specific node. So the focus here will be the performance of the control plane. So the data plane analysis, that's the performance of the VM itself, will be not part of this analysis. Okay, just in a glimpse view of the the Kubevirt control plane background. Kubevirt is an add-on for Kubernetes that allows the user to run VMs alongside containers. So it's composed basically by the Virt API component that expose, you know, the RESTful endpoint to be able to interact with the CRDs that it's created for Kubevirt, for example, VMIs and VMs. And it's also it's composed by a controller, the Virt controller, that it's the core, you know, logic to make all the components working. So the controller is responsible to watch for the CRDs, VM and VMIs, for example, and, you know, create the pod and then make the VM component running this in the cluster. So the Virt controller is also responsible to create the Virt launcher, which is actually where the VM object, the VM runs, okay? So the Virt launcher, it's where the libvirt daemon it's running inside, and then it will create the libvirt domain and start the VM. And the Virt handler, it's a daemon that it's running in all worker nodes, and basically it's managed VMIs as kubelet managed pods, so it's managed off the life cycle of a VMI. Okay, so what will be the experiments? and how it's configured. In order